Abba, Father, you said, when the cry of praise covered the earth, heaven will shake and my son will come. Thus, by the blood of Christ, the burden removing, yoke destroying power, of God, and the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, we've gathered here today at the table of grace, and we believe we receive a confessing, professing, decreeing, and declaring, speaking the work, the word, the glory of the Lord into the days of evil. Excuse me, into this present darkness, that we can see and enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living for your good pleasure. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, love, I, a member of the body of Christ, believe I receive all authority in heaven and on earth that has been given to me in Christ. I know and understand that all things are possible to me who believe. In Christ, I hold the keys of death, hell, and the grave. I have the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever I declare locked on earth is locked in. And whatever I declare locked on earth is locked in heaven. And whatever I declare unlocked on earth is unlocked in the heavenlies. Every demon in hell trembles at the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of God, and submits. The Lord saw you, the Satan, falling like a lightning from heaven. Behold, the Lord God of hosts has given me. Thus I take the right to command. I take authority to tread. I exercise absolute mastery over serpents and scorpions, which are the rulers, the authorities, the powers of this dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, and over all your power, your ability, what you can suggest and what you can influence, the Satan, the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Even the spirits are subject to me because of the name of the Lord, God of hosts. Even the demons believe that God is one, and they tremble in terror. I defeat the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I do not love my life so much that I am afraid to die. Jesus has broken the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and freed me from the fear of death. I have been brought from death to life, for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has already destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides a defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, and eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. Thus, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the spirits of sleepiness, tiredness, stealing, killing, destruction, and any other demonic activity that would come against us in our devotional time or at any other time. They are defeated in our lives. Lord, in the dimension of the Spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the Lamb, and I crush the head of every demonic spirit that moves people against us. And in the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stanford, and I, each of our spirits, soul, body, mind, life, and our home, and everyone in it, and our streets, and our walls, within our palaces, with the precious blood of Christ. For such a time as this, our eyes are undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. We are stronger in the Lord and in the power of his might. Wherever the light touches today, that this Cattlebound family, households, and ministries will be delivered. Sounding the shofar to shine, brilliantly with sound to set captives free. Atoroso tokoro hiashe sere minoroso. Atarato koro hiashe sere minoroso tokoro hiashe. Matarato koro hiashe sere minoroso. Oroso tokoro hiashe salamatarashe. Atoroso tokoro hiashe sere minoroso. And with the church say, Amen. So be it, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, love, I thank you for each one of our spiritual fathers and mothers and leaders. I thank you that whenever they open their mouths, words be given them. So that they boldly make known the mystery of the gospel for which they are ambassadors in chains. I thank you that they do proclaim it fearlessly, as they should, in the name of Jesus Christ. For as it is in heaven, so also be it on the earth. Father love, with the church continue to pray and decree the battle plan of the highest heavens. Be loosed, be released, be unleashed on the earth. In the name of Jesus the Lord, Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Thus have your way, Lord, my love, so that the whole earth know that Jesus Christ, Jesus Yeshua, the Word of God, the Word of love, is Lord, to the glory of love the Father. Amen. Scrambling the enemy's radar. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for releasing your warrior angels and your heavenly host. I proclaim and decree that they have taken us, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, the money, harvest, possessions, possessions and lands and countries and offices, governments and administrations of the enemy's radar, individually and all as a whole, day and night, night and day, and scramble the enemy's frequencies or airwaves. Your kingdom must come now, and your will must be done right now, as it is in heaven, also on the earth. Amen. And we rebuke the gallows of heresy in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Amen. The world be filled with God's sound, with love's glory, by the blood of the Lamb. Cursed be all the demonic activities in our weather system, the foreign entities, technology-driven storms, wildfires, earthquakes, thunderstorms, fires, floods, droughts, tropical depressions, hurricanes, tornadoes, climate emergency, and anything alike, vaporizing chemical, biological, nuclear weapons, direct energy weapons, etc. I wash them all in the blood of the Lamb, have crippled them all, and I call and I thank you, Father love, that Holy Ghost resurrection fire comes down and sucks up, drains, draws the energy, the strength, the intensity of any disaster set by the enemy, and reduces them all to nothing, destroys, takes down, and prevents the wicked from creating bad weather system and from bringing any more catastrophe in the nations, including those they predicted for Haiti. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts. Amen. So it be, Lord, by the blood of the Lamb. Cursed be all the demonic strongholds and strongmen in the heavenlies, the atmosphere, and on the ground. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the God of death and the Molech, Baal worshippers. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be every demonic activity before, on, and after Halloween. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the terrorist attack predicted in the Grand Central Station in New York, and in any other place. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be all the powers of the enemy his ability to still kill and destroy. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the curse, eternal punishment, disease and poverty. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the implementation of the United Nations program and agenda 2021 to 2030 New World Order, and any other program or agenda of the sort, all their dark plans implementation. You are the redeemed of the Lord, by amen. Praise the Lord. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the implementation of the New World Order organization and system, the One World Government Order, the WHO, the UN, all the entities and those whose agenda is destroying humanity. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be conflicts, war between nations. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the day of jihad, racism, anti-Semitism, discrimination, riots, chaos, gang violence, terrorism, tyranny, breach, exile, outcry, pride, arrogance, prejudice, and anything alike. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be wickedness in the seven mountains of influence. All three parts of the government, the media, the arts and entertainment, businesses, education, religion, and family, their administrations. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be socialism, the sown seeds of division within the confines and structure of governments, horrific bondage and unholy towers of lack, socialism, the enemy, evil foundation, lack of integrity, the forces of darkness, the demonic entertainment, the blatant celebration of ungodly values, the operation of unlawful and ungodly businesses that perpetuate sin and hurt our society, such as the drug and alcohol, abortion, pornography, and sex trafficking industries, the strongholds, keeping these centers for profit in operation, evil, unbiblical agendas, the indoctrination, ungodly curricula, false gods, false religion, premarital sex, cohabitation, divorce, abuse, neglect, abortion, and same-sex marriage, be cursed, be pulled down, be brought down by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be listeria, salmonella, and any bad bacteria in the food and drink, medicines, and the products of we, the people, use. Any outbreak of sickness, disease and illness and mask mandates and the status quo and all the filth of this day, all their powers and ability to still kill and destroy have been crippled, cannot progress in such a time as this. By the blood of the Lamb, amen, so it be, Lord. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be all of them, vaccines, bioengineered products, and genetic modifications, quantum data, all the works of the wicked, amen, so it be, Lord. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the hidden deeds of darkness. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the enemy's ability to seize any portal. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the spirit of fraud and all the components of its doings. And I employ the angelic assistance, the angels of antiquity, of the ancient time, to destroy every work, every technology, every weapon fashioned against us and God's plan. I wash every one of their works, technology and weapons in the blood of the Lamb, be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Amen. So it be, Lord. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the Satan, the devil, and his minions, all their powers and their ability to still kill and destroy. are paralyzed, incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated in our lives, lands, and territories. Amen. So it be, Lord, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be them all. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be all the cabals, the Illuminati, the Luciferians, their cabinet, their government and administration, judges, congressmen and women, governors, mayors, anyone in leadership that is corrupt, the cunning, malignant, evil, wicked, unrighteous men, women who were preparing destruction, the screechers and screamers, the lying unity, the sinisters, the punishers, and the enforcers, all the king's horses and all the king's men, all of them that pursue relentlessly and attack without cause, I wash them all in the blood of the Lamb, have crippled them all and their wickedness, and they be no more. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good, his mercy endureth forever. By the Spirit of the living God, the Lord has gained glory for himself through all the wicked and their wickedness. The gates and power of hell did not and could not prevail against the judgment of the right hand of God upon the wicked and their wickedness. For a cup is in the hand of the Lord, full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours from his cup, and all the wicked of the earth drink it down to the dregs. The expression on their faces testifies against them. And like Sodom, they flaunt their sin. They do not conceal it. Woe to them, for they have brought a disaster upon themselves. The zeal of the Lord has done it. For your faithfulness to your word and to us, Father Lord, I thank thee in our covenant authority, in the name of the Lord of Sabaoth, the Lord of the heavenly angelic armies of God. And now, governments and government leaders all over the world are being tried in the court of Jehovah Yahweh as to what their end time will concerning their action and the future of humanity would be. A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though I look for them, they will not be found, but the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. I release the burden removing, yoke destroying power of the precious blood of Christ against the 300 plus new amendments adopted to international health laws by 194 nations in Geneva, Switzerland. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be their ability to steal, kill, and destroy. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be their vote to, when the next pandemic hits, to give the WHO total control over the decisions making over every nation, unquote. Thus removing the country's sovereignty. They shall not prevail. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the next pandemic they are predicting. It shall not come to pass. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the beast of the east, all its powers and its ability to still kill and destroy. The beast of the east shall not rise. I release the burden removing, yoke destroying power of the precious blood of Christ against any attack, including the violence Hamas attack against Israel and Jerusalem. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be any attack, including the violence Hamas attack against Israel and Jerusalem. By the blood of the Lamb, they shall not prevail. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts, blessed are those who bless you, Israel and Jerusalem, and cursed are those who curse you. For the Lord promised to defend and protect Israel. This is what the Lord says. He who appoints the sun to shine by day, who decrees the moon and stars to shine by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar, the Lord Almighty is his name. Only if these decrees vanish from my sight, declares the Lord, will Israel ever cease being a nation before me. And his promises are yea and amen. Father, I stand in agreement with your prophecies of old. The battle belongs to the Lord. Thanking you for Israel and Jerusalem, that there be peace in their walls and prosperity within their palaces. Israel is forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Amen. So it be, Lord, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the destructive spirit, all its powers and its ability to still kill and destroy the United States of America and her territories, Israel and Jerusalem, Haiti and Jamaica. I release the burden removing, yoke destroying power of the blood of the precious blood of Christ in and over New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and every other state and place in the United States of America and in her territories, in Israel and Jerusalem, in Haiti and Jamaica. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be every demonic attack and their power and ability to still kill and destroy. And destroy in these places are canceled, broken, broken shall be prevented by the host of angels and of the by the host of angels. Wherever the light it touches, wherever the light touches today, that the United States of America and her territories, Israel and Jerusalem, Haiti and Jamaica, be delivered. And by the blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, I release. And I speak peace. Peace over the lands. Peace over the United States of America and her territories. Peace over Israel and Jerusalem, and peace over Haiti and Jamaica, as you remember your promises to me, Lord my God. Pray for the United States of America, and I will take care of your parents and countries, Haiti and Jamaica. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, amen. So it be, Lord. And the Lord will not make a liar out of me, and the Lord will never forget my good works and the love I have shown him as I have helped his people and continue to help them. For God is faithful to his word and to me. His faithfulness is a protecting shield, and in his faithfulness he will reward me, his beloved. And his faithfulness is to my children's children. Amen. So it be, Lord. Thus by the blood of Christ, the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God, I command a mass exodus of all the cabals, the Illuminati, the Luciferians, all the gangs, the drug dealers, and the wicked Hamas, and all terrorist cells for today, for such a time as this, they be no more. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Oh, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted, both horse and driver. He has hurled into the sea. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the blood of the Lamb, I wash and bless this day, today. Calling on the resurrection fire of the Holy Ghost. Glory, glory. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, Father, love, we receive peace, goodwill toward us, on whom your favor rests. For hallelujah, it is finished, for Jesus is Lord, in God we trust, and we rest in the finished work of the cross of Christ. Each one of us saying of the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, Lord, you are my God, in whom I confidently trust and rely on. God gives grace generously, as the scriptures say. God goes against the willful proud. God gives grace to the willing humble who turn away from self-righteousness. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the curse, all its powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy our lives. Thus, by the precious blood of my Lord Jesus Christ, applied on our lentils, on our doorposts, and round about our lands and territories, there be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. I thank you, Father, Lord, that with the Holy Spirit, our spirits are sealed for the day of redemption. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be you, the Satan, the devil, you, the spirit of the serpent, all your powers and your ability to steal, kill, and destroy. Stay out of our homes, of our lands, of our lives, of our bodies, our souls, relationships, marriage, money, finances, ministries, of our lands and territories. Keep your minions with you and keep out of our gardens of Eden. I raise the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ against you and everything you would do today. Father Lord, I thank you for a mighty harvest of souls into the kingdom of our Father, that they confess with their mouths that Jesus is Lord and believe in their hearts that God raised them from the dead, they shall be saved. And I pray that above all else, they prosper and be in good health, even as their souls prosper in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the Lord bless Israel and Jerusalem, the United States of America and her territories, Haiti and Jamaica. And may the Lord bless and may the Lord keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. Father, love, in so doing, I have put your name upon the people of these nations. By the blood of Christ, bless them, O Lord. Bless us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen. The Lord God of hosts. Amen. By the strength of the right hand of God's justice, which I have commanded, because I am a woman of God, with all authority in heaven and on earth given to me by my Lord Jesus Christ, I call fire from heaven to come down and consume the filth of this time, of this day. And by the blood of Christ, I curse the works of the hands of the enemy. And I condemn the wicked's idle words and evil speeches. And I curse their wrongdoings. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be them and their ability to steal, kill, and destroy. I declare and decree them all null and void by Holy Ghost resurrection fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. As a boomerang, I command all the indictments, arraignments, rulings, or trials of what against President Trump to return to whoever instigated them and to those that are pursuing them. Let their swords pierce their own hearts and their bows be broken. The trouble they cause recoils on them. Their violence comes down on their own heads. By the blood of the Lamb, I release the spirit of confusion in the camp of the enemy. Lord of hosts, use those indictments and arraignments and rulings and trials for your glory. By the blood of the Lamb, they cannot succeed or prosper to convictions and condemnations or anything alike. As it is said, though the wicked lie in wait for the righteous, intending to put them to death, but the Lord will not let them. The Lord will not let President Trump into the power of the wicked, or let President Trump be condemned when brought to trial. You once spoke in a vision to your godly ones. You said, I have bestowed help on a warrior. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant, Donald J. Trump. With my sacred oil, I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Surely, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Surely, my arm will strengthen him. No enemy will exact tribute. No wicked man will oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down those who hate him. My faithfulness and loving devotion will be with him, and through my name his horn will be exalted. I will set his hand over the sea and his right hand upon the rivers. He will call to me. You are my Father, my God, the rock of my salvation. Lord, in the dimension of the Spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross, and I crush the head of every demonic spirit that moves people against President Donald J. Trump. I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross, and I crush the head of every demonic a spirit, a strong man, stronghold that were preventing the truth about the November 3rd, 2020 election to come to light, and who were preventing President Donald J. Trump from taking his Atoro Soto Kolo Hiashe Salamatane Ashe. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus. And that were preventing President Donald J. Trump from taking his rightful place as the president for the United States of America. By the blood of the cross, I crush them all. I thank you, Father, love, that Holy Ghost resurrection fire has come down. And that day, dismissed all charges against President Donald J. Trump. Whosoever stirs up strife against President Donald J. Trump shall fall and surrender to President Donald J. Trump. No weapon that is formed against President Donald J. Trump shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against President Donald J. Trump in judgment, he shall show to be in the wrong. This peace, righteousness, security, triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, those in whom the ideal servant of the Lord is reproduced. This is the righteousness or the vindication which President Donald J. Trump obtains from the Lord his God. This is that which he, the Lord, imparts to him as his justification, says the Lord God of hosts. And the Lord raised President Donald J. Trump up above all his enemies. So it be, Lord. Amen. And praise the Lord. I am contending for the Holy Ghost resurrection fire to walk back President Trump, the commander in chief, today to the office of the presidency for his first term, now 2023 to 2028, as the 19th president for the United States of America. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I shall repay. For with God nothing shall be impossible. For God always makes a way, where there seems to be no way. For all things are possible to me who believe. What is impossible with man is possible with God. For through me, his beloved, the Lord my God, brings this whole matter, the church age, to an end. For my heart has captured his love for humanity. Lord my God, you cannot, will not, and shall not allow the deep state, the wicked, to get away with those 4 years, 2020 to 2024, or remain in power till the election in 2024. Thus, by the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Sabaoth did it. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, I thank you, Father Lord, for Holy Ghost resurrection fire that comes down and consumes and curses any one curse, witchcraft, omen, divination, sorcery, any type of voodoo, witch hunt, spells, spirit cooking, sickness, attack, anything alike, any expedition, hex, anything of the occult, done to or sent toward and or sent against any one of us, demanding our death and all to incapacitate us in any way, shape, or form, they hit the bloodline. And by the blood of Christ that clothes us and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. By the blood of the Lamb, any wicked thing that comes against us, including all their implementations, all their darkness, they stumble and fall because of the blood of Christ, the anointings that remove burdens and destroy yokes. I thank you, Father Love, that President Donald J. Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu's eyes are undimmed and their vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of their countenance. And so it be for all of us, the righteous, who are we are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The Lord renews our strength, our youth, like that of an eagle's. I thank you, Father Love, for a spirit of holiness and discernment and of unity for President Trump, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and all of us, the righteous, who are standing for righteousness and truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. The Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of strength, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, and our delight be in the fear, reverence, honor, respect of the Lord. Therefore, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. By the blood of the Lamb, sin and death are paralyzed, incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated in each one of our lives. And I thank you, Father Love, for mighty harvest of souls among the patriots. As the Lord of the harvest sent laborers into his harvest field, Amen. So it be. Lord, I continuously say of the Lord, our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God in whom we confidently trust and rely on. Thus the Lord has made us invincible to our enemies. The Lord has made us invisible to our enemies. No, we are not baskets of deplorables, but we are the untouchables, standing in righteousness and truth. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Praise the Lord. Think about it. There are about 6,000 angels per legion. And the angel of the Lord can slay, annihilate at least 185,000 people in one night. Thus, 12 legions of angels can obliterate 13,320,000,000 men, nearly twice the actual world population. And it only takes one angel to seize the dragon, the ancient serpent, which is you, the devil, or Satan, and throw it into the pit so that it can no longer deceive the world. And by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be you, the dragon, the ancient serpent. All your powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy, they be paralyzed for such a time as this. And the angels of the Lord are counted into the trillions. Are not all angels, ministering spirits sent to serve the Lord of hosts and us who will inherit salvation? They hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. Thus the Lord of the angel armies at any given time can, will, shall instantly send millions of angels to protect, to defend, to rescue us and our lands and our possessions and our countries. Like hovering birds, so the Lord of hosts shields us, to protect and to deliver us, to spare and rescue us, and give us peace always. And the Father's loving kindness and tender mercies are overshadowing us, making every crooked way straight before us always. Under the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, we shall always go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before us are breaking forth into singing, and all the trees of the field are clapping their hands. Instead of the thorn have come up the cypress. Instead of the briar have come up the myrtle. And it be a memorial to the Lord for an everlasting sign of his mercy, his hesed love, which shall not be cut off. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Behold the sword of the Lord and his church. So I thank you, Lord God of hosts, for the cleansing of the nations and their restoration. So evil cannot win today. As it is written, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, today is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. Send now. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Send now prosperity. O Lord, send now prosperity. Restore, recover, reveal, release, redeem, reinstate, repair, replace, redeem, O Lord, this prophetic timeline of peace and prosperity the Lord our God has given us throughout all the world. Amen. As we behold the strength of the right hand of God. And here is the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the cross, the blood of Christ shed 7 times, which has saved us. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Flee, flee, all you powers of the enemy, you the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this age, the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. and the host of the high ones are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. By the blood of the Lamb, you have been cursed, all the powers of the enemy, its ability to steal, kill, and destroy. All of you and your demonic doings have been crippled, defeated, so flee. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of praise, the root of David hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Yeshua is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory, my victory is in his blood, the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we remain. For Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God, in whom we confidently trust and rely on. Amen. So be it. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes. And I remain in him, and he remains in me, reliving in me his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, that lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, that I love in the greater glory. For I was crucified with Christ. I died and was buried with him, and went to hell in him, and was raised to life again with him, the Lord my God. For I am the church called to glory. My Lord Jesus, you have defeated, robbed the grave. Then why should my body, the holy temple of the Holy Spirit, see the grave? He sent out his word and healed me and rescued me from destruction, death, hell, and the grave, poverty, lack, and insufficiency, the pit. Psalm 107, 20. So we partake of the broken body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sealing my longevity to 120 years, time allotted by God to mankind, or unto the coming of the Lord to catch us, to catch me, to glory, home to glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, we are enjoying home. We are enjoying our sevenfold restoration of all that was lost, taken, stolen from us, for an abundant overflow in each and every realm of our lives, lands, and territories. Double for our trouble and a hundredfold return of all that we have left, for the Lord's name's sake, plus eternal life in the time to come, our days being as days of heaven on this earth. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord my God, by the blood of the Lamb, you have removed all sickness from my veins. By the blood of the Lamb, that you have pronounced our freedom, so it remains. Psalm 22. At the cross, my Lord Jesus Yeshua, you have defeated the bulls of Bashan. This is the DNA of giants. You have defeated the rewrite for me. I stand on this. Your victory, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, the rewrite has no effect on me. I plead. I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. Thus I thank you, Father Love, that if I drink any deadly thing, even the vaccines, bioengineered products and genetic modifications, quantum data, these shall not harm me. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be them all. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. So it remains. The name of God is inscribed in my DNA, both now and forever. And I have the mind of Christ. And my spirit remains sealed with your promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of my inheritance toward redemption. as your possession. Yahweh, to the praise of your glory, spirit, soul, and body, I remain in Christ. My heart crying out, Abba. My Father, my Daddy, we partake of the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Excuse me, sealing. Our sealing my destiny with and in Christ. Our Father, thank you, Father Lord, that you have wiped every tear from our eyes, and there be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain. The old order has passed away, for you have translated us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, individually and or as a whole, from the dominion of the kingdom of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son you love, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins unto the thousand generations. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom has come, and your will, your word has been done on earth as it is in heaven. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. The zeal of the Lord has done it. To him who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb be ascribed the blessing and the honor and the majesty, glory, splendor, and the power, might and dominion forever and ever through the eternities of the eternities. It is done. It is finished. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.